Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, everybody. How you doing? My goodness, my. I feel like Johnny Gill.
Hello.
I can't really sing like that. But welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you. Another day. We're going to be talking about some real positive stuff. We've got Mama Teresa all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada. She'll be here soon, and she will be talking about what she's going to be doing here in Minnesota when she gets here in Minneapolis. I want to thank our producer, Joanne Wade. Thank you, Joanne. I want to say big ups to all the chapters, Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, and folks out in Minneapolis, Minnesota, of course, the headquarters. I want to say big ups to all those individuals. How you doing today, ma'am? Welcome to the studio.
Hi.
You know, one of our things we're talking about is grieving, and we're going to be talking about grieving today. And how can we help people get through that? Have you got some suggestions as a young person?
To grieve?
Yeah. How do you get through it? You've seen people die. You're from Chicago. You've seen a lot of deaths.
How do I get through it?
How do you get through it?
I pray, and I just pretty much just try to let go and remember the good things about the person. And don't think so much about the bad.
You know, I think you're absolutely right. That's what you have to do. Joanne, how do you do it?
Actually speak to the people about speak to your family members about how they feel and let your feelings be known about the person that just passed.
Well, listen, we got a power-packed 30 minutes. We have a gentleman. I'm going to let Mama Treese introduce her, but before I do that, we have an event coming up, another chance. And American Single Mom Services, the program was founded by Maddie Thigpen. Maddie Thigpen was a very good friend of mine. She died, and she was called home to be with the Lord in 2011, and the mission is to carry out the vision of her legacy. So they want you to come out and share with us as they present to some and reintroduce to others the specifics of two dynamic programs and one dynamic person, which will be Mama Treese, and the untold story. The untold story, what do you think that might be?
I think her life history.
What do you think it's going to be?
She never spoke of before.
Wow, you could be right on both. So Mama Treese, come on and tell us a little bit about, I know you're not going to tell a lot about the untold story, but I would like you to introduce this gentleman that's on the phone that's waiting to talk. He's one of our steppers. And so why don't you come on and tell us about the untold story and the event that's happening this Saturday on the 29th. Mama Treese, welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello. The untold story, it'll be told April the 29th from 2 to 5. Just come on out, North Commons. Mama Treese will be in town, and it's going to be a nice event. Grandmothers, aunties, goddaughters, ladies, come on out and be a part of this event. I'm not going to tell the untold story. That's why it's the untold story. But I do want to introduce the young man that's on the air right now, Jammin' Red. He's a very talented young man. He lots of talent. Oh, comedian. He's one of the best lip singers that I've ran into in years. He's a DJ, and he is a outstanding dancer. He brought stepping in Minnesota. Minnesota was bopping. You go to any of the nightclubs, they were bopping, and they still are boppers. He is a awesome, smooth dancer, Fred Astaire. He had some of James Brown in it. I mean, this guy is awesome. Him and his wife, She's right there on the side of him. She could teach young women, you know, very talented young woman. And also, this young man has beat the odds of cancer. I mean, he has a story to be told. And, Red, there you go.
Well, thank you. So, Red, she gave you a wonderful introduction. Let's hear a little bit about who you are and tell us a little bit about when did you bring stepping? Well, we was bopping, so I'm from Kansas City now. Kansas City, we steppers. We ain't boppers. Right? Am I right, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, so I'm a part of the steppers community. Now, what year did you bring stepping to Minnesota?
That was 1989. Hello? 1989.
What's the difference between stepping and bopping?
Really, is no difference to me because what I do, I create my own style and which I call it freestyle because really it's all the same step. The difference is that I make up my own moves.
Now, I like that. Now, I also hear that you're a cancer survivor.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about that move. Talk to me about cancer, how the impact it had on your life, and some things that you learned to help other people that are dealing with it.
Okay. First, when I first heard about it, I went to the doctor, and they had diagnosed me with lymphoma, cancer. And the thing was, when I heard that word cancer, it kind of went through me, and it kind of changed me. But what I did, I kept on performing and dancing with you know, putting my stuff out there on YouTube and Facebook, and because I think that really helped me. And the good thing about it, after so many weeks, after the praying, I'm telling you, the praying really do things for you. And having people praying for you and people that love you out there and like your mate and all these guys and my family members, it helped because I do believe that God heard that. And when I went back in for that test, because I had a follow-up, and when I went, I had red everywhere, almost to my lungs and going up my back, going to my head and my spine. And then when I went back after the prayers, they said, we don't see nothing. We don't see nothing at all. And the doctor was like, you amazing. And what he said, God got something for you. And I told him, I said, you know what? That is the praying that people are doing for me. So that let me know people love me and God love me also.
That is amazing. Now, you went in the hospital. They gave you cancer. You started to asking people to pray for you, but you also started doing videos and you were dancing.
Yep. If you watch some of those videos, you can kind of tell from before and after, because after I started wearing hats a lot, you know. But they said don't be ashamed of who you are, but that was just my suggestions because I'm used to having hair on my head. But if you look at some of those videos with most of the hats and stuff on, and you could see I'm happy, but all the time I was going through chemo and all the other stuff that I shouldn't have no business doing, but I did it because I felt that this is helping me. I'm going to tell you something, that stepping and that dancing to keep your mind motivated, that's all you need. And keep God first, though. I got to say that.
Well, let me say this. I watched a video, and there was a young man sitting next to you. He got up and got out of the video because he was in it. But there was a female, it must have been your wife. She was just sitting there. She was just like admiring. She was at mine. She was just like a cheerleader. And I had no idea that you were a cancer survivor. But watching the video,
yeah.
I seen her energy. How big of a role did that play in your healing?
She was a big role. She was always there with me. Dude, she was a big supporter. I got to say that. I'm telling you something. If you don't have no supporter when you're going through your whatever you're going through, it wouldn't last. Because if you got that supporter, they're going to keep your mind focused. And then she was helping me do some of my videos. You know, like, I like to see you do this. And then I had some family members come over there saying that I should be resting. But let me tell you something. When you sit there and rest and don't do nothing, that's what seemed like to take you out quicker, you know. But she's been a big support, and she does a lot. She does a lot for me. And she liked my talent that I have. She always said that I'm going to get somewhere one day.
Well, you know what? You're getting there right now. You're broadcasting live across the nation on Blog Talk Radio with Mad Debs. Tell people how they can look at your videos on YouTube. Tell them what they need to punch in to look at it. And also tell folks how they can get in touch with you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to start with the videos. You can go on YouTube, look for Jumpin' Jammin' Red or maybe Jammin' Red. And if you want to just listen to some of the music that I play, so I'm going to tell you something, I like old school. I like a lot of old school, and I try to push that because it's a lot of message in that music, and I want the young people to really understand the difference between old school, which is new school to me because it never went across old school to me, but I consider it for them guys to say old school. And it's cool, but you can see me on YouTube, Jumpin' Jammin' Red, and I also got, if you could just say radio with Jumpin' Jammin' Red, that'd be all my music. But if you say Jumpin' Jammin' Red, that's everything.
Well, that's great, man. You got a great audience listening to you, tuning in to you, Jumpin' Jammin' Red. We're going to check out some of your videos and post some comments and do much of that. How did you meet Mama Trees?
My girl had talked to her a lot, and I never saw her, but she used to tell me, it's this lady, she really liked the way you dance, and it seemed like she really want to work with you. And this has been some years, but all of a sudden, I caught up with her, and she was on Facebook, and she said, you know what, and she broke it down to me and said, you are very talented, and blah, blah. And she had ran into her at the grocery store one time. And she always had some positive to say that was good about us. So, and I appreciate that for Mama Tree. Thank you so much.
Oh, that is great. Now, that's what Mama Trees do. She investigate, promote, and then she gets folks going. And I like that a lot. We're going to go to Mama Trees. We're going to talk. We got lots of folks on the line listening in, and I'm excited about that. So don't you go nowhere. You stick and stay. You listen to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation, and we're excited about Mad Debs and what we're doing. Don't forget, coming up, matter of fact, thanks, everybody, at the homeless shelter. We really helped a lot of people out. We did a lot of positive things. I want to thank you. What was your highlight about being at the shelter last week?
My highlight was everything they wanted to be done for downtown Minneapolis, like the busing, the sitting. I think y'all said something about having bathrooms. I agree.
So we talked about how we helped the homeless, and they gave us some advice. We're going to go right to Mama Treats and see how she's doing, Mama Treats. Johnny Red.
Jumping, jamming red.
My man, he's got a lot of, he's got a great testimony. We're going to go back to him and ask some more questions. But let's talk a little bit about your event and who's going to be there, what's going to happen. I mean, we know you can't tell the story, but who else is going to be there and what is going to happen when folks, and what can folks expect and what kind of people would you like to come?
Well, you know what? I just want the women to come so we can have some breakthroughs. Joanne, I know I'm going to see you there. I know I need you. Well, you don't know I need your help, but I do. So I'm looking forward to seeing you there. You can come 30 minutes ahead of time. You can come whenever you want, but I know that you're going to be right there with Mama Treese.
I'll be there.
Okay, I'm looking for you, baby.
I'll be there.
She's singing it like Michael Jackson. I'll be there.
I look, and I'm going to receive you too, sweetheart. That just put a smile on my face, Lord. But let me get back to saying that it's going to be some talent. My son Lulu will be performing the song that he wrote for me that he's doing at First Avenue. He has done at First Avenue at the Caboose and different places. And we might have a real special guest that might walk in. Will be Lil James from Las Vegas. He's leaving Atlanta on his way there. He's been in the studio with Young Thug for the last 3 to 4 weeks. And also my sister, Bridget Dawkins, and her sister, which they will be doing a lot of singing. And good food, plenty of good food. And I got a couple of ministers there that will be opening. And also VJ Smith is one. KG will be another one. I don't know all the other ones, but it's going to be something to remember. Bring your daughters. I need y'all to bring y'all daughters. I need y'all to bring your nieces. I need y'all to grab some young lady and bring her. It's something that you all will remember. It's going to be great.
Well, that sounds exciting.
I want to say something to Jammin' Red. You know what? Seeing Sherry, I've been watching you all for years in a community. You are a living legend to Minnesota. You deserve that title. God gave you that title. It's so much for you to do in the community, you and Sherry. And guess what? If God wants me to be a part of it, in which I am a part of it, because I'm going to push you two young people all the way. The community needs you all. VJ will be formally meeting you and your wife when we get there. Guess what? It's time for you to do what you need to do. You gonna dance all over Minnesota, not just different places, different sets, but all over Minnesota. Joanne, you all get ready to meet Jammin' Red. I mean, his talent is very. This is a talented young man. And like he said, he got that wife right there. Man, she's right there. She stays busy. That little woman is a busy woman.
Wow, that sounds really fantastic. I'm so excited. I'm hyped up. I'm ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another chance in America's Singles Moms. That's a program, and it's going to be happening on Saturday, April the 29th. I want everybody to prepare for that, everybody to be ready for that. Mark it down on your calendar from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And as you notice now, special guests, lots of singing. I don't know who Deacon Smith is, but I think she's talking about Minister Smith. She demoted me, made me a deacon. But that's all right, Mama Treese. I know you didn't mean no harm. It's the Untold Story. A Pillow of the Moms Division of Mad Dads and Floyd Mayweather and the Money Team family. She's part of that family, too. She's coming back, and she's bringing Lil James in from the Money Team and other special guests, Lulu from the Money Team from the North Side, straight out of the North Side. North Commons, 1801 James, mark it down in your calendar. North Minneapolis, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. That's Saturday, April the 29th, in honor of the late Maddie Thigpen. The Thigpen family has always been giving a lot to the community. I want to go back to the cancer piece, because cancer is such a devastating disease. And sometimes those people that don't rely on God, don't rely on prayer, don't do positive things. And this is what my brother Jumpin' Jammin' Red said. I relied on prayer, and I relied on people to be around me to keep me happy, and I did positive things. What do you think about that, Danny? What are your thoughts?
About what?
About cancer and how you did his process.
Well, the first step was he relied on God. And relying on God is one of the number one steps. You know, if you got cancer and you don't rely on God and you don't know God, you might want to get to know who he is to help you out. So I'm happy that he kept on dancing and he was positive and he relied on God.
I do too. Here's some facts. Prostate cancer. The chances of getting prostate cancer goes up as a man gets older. And cancers are found in men over the age of 65 for reasons that are still unknown. African-American men are more likely than white men to develop prostate cancer. Check that out. Now, so make sure you get checked for that. Also, colon cancer. You got colon cancer. Any adult can have colon cancer, and it's the colon and the rectum. Matter of fact, somebody just called me and said they had rectum cancer, and it just hurt me. And they're found in people age 50 and older. And it comes from eating high-fat foods, especially from animals, and being overweight and smoking. So be careful. And then lung cancer. Lung cancer comes from smoking. 80% of all lung cancer comes from people that smoke. So don't let. And then skin cancer. Anyone who spends a lot of time in the sun can get skin cancer. Construction workers, people that work in swimming pools and stuff like that. So cancer is a serious deal, and you need some serious thought about it, and you need to get checked up about it. What are your thoughts about the way my man Jumpin' Jammin' Red is dealing with his cancer?
That was a very positive way to deal with it. Unfortunately, I just lost somebody recently who was a smoker before the age of 20, quit at the age of 20. She died at the age of 80 with lung cancer, and it took her within 2.5 weeks.
So I'm going to go back to Jumpin' Jammin' Red. And Jumpin' Jammin' Red, I want to talk to you a little bit about, a lot of people don't want to listen, Brother Red. They don't want to pay attention to their doctor. They don't want to stop smoking. They don't want to stop eating them fried chicken wings and all that stuff that gives them fat and everything. They don't want to stop doing it. But what advice can you give to those? What did you have to stop doing so that you could be healthy again?
I had to stop doing the wrong things, which I always like to stay positive, and I slowed down, but everything I did it in my house because I got everything that I like to work with. And when I went to the doctor, I asked my doctor, I say, do you think dancing is a good exercise? And then he told me, he said, you know what, that is one of the best exercises in the world you can do. And then I went like 2 weeks later, he said, you know what, Daryl, throw them pills away. Throw them away. You don't need them no more.
Wait a minute. The doctor told you to throw the pills away. Why did he tell you that?
Because he said he don't see no more of nothing. I said, are you serious? He said, I'm positive. He said, you amazing. He said, you know what? I got to tell you, you is amazing and it's a miracle. Because at the end, he told me what he didn't tell me from the beginning. He said he didn't think I was going to make it.
Wow. How long was it from the time he said you wouldn't make it to the time he said throw them pills away? How long was that?
It only took 10 months.
10 months.
I got diagnosed in August of 2016. And I was in my fourth stage.
Wow. That is amazing.
That's a miracle.
That is.
Usually, if you're in the fourth stage, you don't get diagnosed being clear. You don't.
You have really got to share that testimony with folks and make it a part of your ministry, because there are some people right now depressed, talking about they ain't got no hope. They don't want to go out and dance. They don't want to do nothing. And I'm glad you made your home a nightclub, a day club, a place that whatever you felt like putting that music on, that you had somebody, you didn't have nobody in the house saying, turn that music down. You know you're sick, boy, you're about to die. You're going to die dancing? Turn that off. Quit dancing. You had somebody right there. I seen her in the video. She was shaking, too. She was moving around that chair. Y'all had me wanting to party. And I didn't even know what the party was about.
What I would like to say, I thank God for healing me, and I thank the supporters, like
Mama Tree.
Yeah, I had to think about it. Mama Tree. She seems like she want to be with me on this, and I appreciate it because everything seems like it's coming to a pass with me now. It's like you finna be a new person. You finna start doing new things because I have talked to God a whole lot even by myself. When I heard that, I said, please, Lord, you know, it was things that I said, and he showed me the way. And now it's time for me to do something for him and do something for the people. And I had always did a lot of things for people. Like August coming up, we do the stuff for the kids, and don't nobody supply nothing but me and my girl. And it's called National Night Out. I do the performance and I do the music, and I have games for the children. And what excites them more when they see me dance is like they love it, like the pop locking and the animation and all that. They love that. And they was like, he original. He do it the original way, because they got other dances that they got out now that are a little different from what I do, but it's on the same core. But they say, boy, hey, nothing like that original.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I'm telling you what Mad Dad's going to do. Will you tell me how many hot dogs you need? You got to get the buns. We're going to buy the hot dogs for your National Night Out. We're going to help you out there, okay? You get the rest done. We'll make sure you get your hot dogs, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
No problem. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation, and you've been listening to Jumpin' Jammin' Red. Check him out on YouTube and see what he's been doing. He's a cancer survivor, and he said dancing, God, meditating, and good people gave him a bill of health. The doctor said throw his pills away. It can happen for you. It can happen for you. It will happen for you, but you got to believe in yourself. We got about 2 minutes left, and with that 2 minutes, we're going to go back to Mama Treats. Mama Treats, talk to us about another chance coming up Saturday the 29th of April. Oh, my God. You know what? You sure you don't need a stage and Orpheum Theater? You got a lineup. Are you ready for this or what? Mama Treats, talk to us.
You know what? God has truly been so good to me just to hear that Jammin' Red give his testimony. It just brings tears because I seen him in the chair saying, Lord, please help me at the hospital. So I just want to say I'll be in town. I'm on my way, and I can't wait to give this love to you all. I'm getting some hugs and kisses. And Joanne, we got a lot of hugs and kisses to make up. So I'm looking forward to you, baby. I'm just overwhelmed. And Jammin' Red, you and Sherry, I'm on my way, baby. I'll be there this week.
That's right. You heard it. Blog Talk Radio all across the nation, y'all. Let me just share with you. Don't forget, you've got Earl Brown Parade coming up in June. We got Tater Days coming up June 15th. You've got Juneteenth coming up June 19th, you've got the Pride Festival of June 24th, 25th. Stop the Violence is Juneteenth. You also got Human Parade and Festival coming up July 5th in South Minneapolis. Rondo Day, St. Paul, July. And then Senior Pride Day, August 4th. And National Night Out, my man, just talked about it. That's August 5th coming up. And then the Festival for Fathers. And you don't want to miss that August the 12th at Urban League Family Day in August. And in September, Fit for Fun with North Point and Back in the Days on the South Side comes in September. And then put your long underwear back on because we're about to be cold after that. And then right, September is when it brings it on. Blog Talk Radio, big ups to everybody in Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Dallas, and, of course, our main headquarters, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Any last things, Diamond? Nothing from you. How about you, Joanne?
And wait till this weekend and celebrate the love with everyone.
That's what I'm talking about. You listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dad all across the nation. God bless everybody. We'll see you next week.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. bad ass, how you feel? All the streets be keeping real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was knocking blue. Soldiers showing love.